USA News. I'm Tim Berg. On the southern border, agents are reporting surprising numbers, seeing between 10,000 and 12,000 illegal immigrants crossing into the United States every single day in the past few weeks. The number of encounters in December alone has passed 200,000, far more than November. This as lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying to pass a supplemental spending bill in early 2024, which would include funding for the southern border. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham explains what needs to happen to get a deal done.
The policies of the Biden administration are attracting people from all over the world. We have to change those policies to secure our border, so policy changes are the key to getting a deal to help Ukraine.
A recent proposal by Egypt to end the war between Israel and Hamas calls for a ceasefire, hostage release, and creation of a Palestinian government of experts. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, reacts to if Israel is open to another ceasefire deal.
We did it then, we could do it in the future. But that ceasefire ended because Hamas refused to release more hostages. Had they released more hostages, names that they had agreed to release, the ceasefire would have been extended.
While the majority of the country did not have a white Christmas, folks in about a half a dozen states did get some snow on Christmas. People from northern Arizona all the way up to northern Minnesota saw 1 to 3 inches of snow, with some areas also seeing blizzard-like conditions due to the high winds. King Charles III says he prays we can do all in our power to protect each other. The King of England delivering his second Christmas message since becoming monarch. The message focusing on those who dedicate their time to caring for others. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A senator is out with his annual complaint list about outrageous government spending. You won't believe some of the waste.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with his Christmas Festivus report, a list of ridiculous things the government wasting money on. The report reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH, National Institutes of Health, for example, spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills and monkeys on meth. Also a study on transgender monkeys. Senator Paul doing this now for a ninth year in a row. He points out other wasteful items like photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds, and the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
USA's Laura Winters with that report. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on between Israel and Hamas.
This amidst newer reports of Palestinian deaths at a refugee camp, reportedly linked to Israeli airstrikes. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It would not allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. The Egyptian proposal also allows for Hamas to remain, which Israel considers a non-starter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.